I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests.
Hi, this is Robert Vries on Inside the Brand, and we're here today with Steve Johnson. How are you?
Robert, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, my pleasure. And Steve is the executive director of BPAA, which not everyone knows, but when I tell you what it is, Bowling Proprietors Association of America. Now everyone knows it. So Steve, when I was a kid, bowling was big, it was hot, and then, I mean, frankly, it went through years where to me, it almost went off the charts, and now it seems to be coming the hip thing to do, this big comeback. What's happening with bowling?
You know, it has. The resurgence over the last, you know, 7 to 8 years especially has been phenomenal. And I think the biggest thing that happened, Robert, is they really transformed the, at that time, bowling alleys, right, into bowling centers. So making them really entertainment destinations for all. And you know what? They're no longer smoke-filled dark rooms like they were when we were kids. Now they're bright and there's so many things to do and so many offerings. So it's really become a destination of choice for entertainment for everybody, for all ages, whether it's kids to seniors. So it's just a great place to be, and it's about as Americana as you can get as well.
Well, let me ask you this. We always want to know about branding. When you're with a brand that everyone knows, like bowling, and it's taking a decline, how did that resurgence really happen from a marketing perspective?
You know, I believe a lot of it has to do, especially with everything is real time now. So from a social media perspective, we now keep in touch with who's doing what at this exact moment. And bowling's always been popular. People have gone, but they haven't communicated the story. And now all the athletes are bowling. All the stars are bowling. The musicians are bowling. And then these new centers popped up, like some of the AMF 300s and Lucky Strikes. That people are on their phones and they're texting and they're tweeting and they're back and forth of I just saw Kim Kardashian. So it's becoming to instant celebrity. When they're there, the message is getting out to everybody and just keeping the top of mind awareness for everyone that bowling is a hot thing to do right now.
And so with social media, your role is executive director. So you're responsible for how many bowling alleys are there in America?
There's approximately 5,000 bowling alleys in America. And as far as our membership goes, we've got a majority of them that are BPAA members.
And so what do you do personally in terms of social media?
We've got, our centers and our members, as you can imagine, because they're family owned, some of them still think the solar powered calculator is the newest and hottest technology out there. And then all the way up to you go to Lucky Strike, which is, on the leading edge. So, we try not to deal with our lowest common denominator, but we have many different programs to educate and inform our proprietors and their staff on how to reach their customers, whether it's through, some type of a database system or in some of them it's basic email that they're just getting into. And, again, it's across the board because our centers are located in every state and every city, and some cities and areas are a little bit technology challenged. So, we even have some people, believe it or not, still using fax machines to communicate. But again, we put all the training and the programs together and get it out to them and give them the opportunity to learn how to use social media, to learn how to market, to reach their customers.
This is Robert Vries on Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brands. This is brought to you by EuroRSCG, and today we are with Steve Johnson, who is the executive director of the Bowling Proprietors Association of America. So, Steve, there are, as you said, they are no longer bowling alleys. They are now bowling centers. Talk about some of the innovative things that are going on in these bowling centers.
Well, you know what? What we've done. We spend a lot of money and time on research, and that's something relatively new in our industry. I mean, people just showed up in bold before, and really without understanding what the needs are of the customers coming through the door. So as now we have a great handle on by demographic on what the needs are of the customer. The centers are now changing, so they realize that not everybody just wants to bowl. They might want to go play laser tag, or they might want to dance, or they might want to go to a sports bar, or go-karts, or some type of interactive gaming areas. We've got those in a majority of the centers now as they move forward, so we're really understanding the needs of the customers and changing. And one of the biggest areas, Robert, quite frankly, has been in the food and beverage side. You know, you can only force people to eat a slice of pizza so often, and that's probably been the biggest area of change is the improvements on that side of the business. Now we got restaurants in there, and we got some centers that are serving prime rib and New York strip and lobsters and martinis, and because that's what the customer said they want. So, it's evolved, and it's evolved because we've done a great job in research.
Give me an example of one of your customers you've worked with and something, a challenge they went through, and how marketing played a role in a positive outcome.
Well, the biggest area of that would probably be as social media is not new, it's very new for many of our centers. So they didn't know how to contact their members their customers. And the way they usually did it was either some type of a direct mail flyer, or they just sent flyers on tables in the bowling center, hoping that somebody would pick it up and read it. Well, you know, that doesn't really work anymore. So we launched some new programs, some database type programs here at the BPAA, and helped them develop a database to market from. And by doing so, their business has really increased. I could count off 100 centers, in a month that this happened. And the biggest take were the moms and the youth that they were able to connect through with the new database that we're sharing with them. And now it's, the youth are coming there, and they're coming after school, and the moms are coming when the kids are in school. So it's really changed, it's changed the demographic for them, where it's now about 50% women and kids, when it used to be, 80% men. So, we've exposed them, the centers, to a new demographic, and it's working because the customers are voting with their feet. They're coming through the doors.
And how many bowlers are there in America?
Well, it's the number one, Robert, it's the number one participant sport there is in the world. In the United States alone, there are over 71 million unique people that walk through our doors every year. That dwarfs almost every other activity there is. But I look at it as there's 230 million people that don't come through, and it's a great sport. It's a great activity. It's inexpensive. It's easy. There's no barriers to entry. So we're a sport that's been around. It's traced back to 5,000 years, and I'm one that's sitting here going, I think we're still in our infancy. So I don't know if many people say that about their business, but we're just scratching the surface on what we're able to offer and the changes within our game and our centers.
We have about 45 seconds left, and there's 5,000 bowling centers, you're saying, which is interesting because there's about 5,000 hospitals in America too. It's already a $10 billion industry. Just one or two sentences. What is the future of bowling in America?
I believe it's going to be growth. It's going to be organized play, especially in the youth area, because we just launched a new Little League bowling program called USA Bowling. So stay tuned, because that could be one of the biggest things that's ever hit bowling that's just now coming out.
Well, there you have it. Great having you on the show.
Robert, it's great being here. I'll be on anytime. You got a great show.
Thanks a lot. We've been speaking with Steve Johnson, Executive Director of Bowling Proprietors Association of America. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
They're your biggest audience, but if you're mass marketing to them, you might as well be giving your budget to charity. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The biggest audience isn't the boomers, it's Gen Y and millennials. But you can't reach them with just mass media because they're skipping it. Instead, they're keeping their own company on social media. In fact, half of all Americans aged 12 to 17 are updating their Facebook accounts every day. These consumers are individuals, not a homogeneous group, and each one expects you to know them. Fortunately, one agency does. EuroRSCG Discovery owns the names and demographics on 100 million young Americans, and our segmentation strategies reach the individuals most likely to adopt your brand. So you invest your marketing dollars rather than donating them. To find out more about data-driven youth marketing, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.